Unto the world to make my moan, I know it is a folly, because that I have spent my time, which have been free and jolly. But to the Lord which rules above, I do for mercy cry, to grant me pardon for the crime for which on earth I die. Hell's fiery flames prepared are for those that live in sin, and now on earth I taste of some but as a prick or pin. To those which shall hereafter be without God's mercy great, who once more calls us to account on his tribunal seat, then hasty harebrained wives, take heed of me, a warning take, least like to me in pool of blood you burnt be at a stake. The woman which here last did die and was consumed with fire puts me in mind, but all too late, for death I do require. But to the story now I come, which to you all relate, because that I have lived like some in good repute and state. In Westminster we live it there, well known by many friends, which little thought that each of us should have come to such ends. A smith my husband was by trade, as many well do know, and divers merry days we had, not feeling cause of woe. Abroad together we had been, at home at length we came, but then I did that fatal deed which brings me to this shame. He asked what monies I had left, and some he needs would have, but I a penny would not give, though he did seem to crave. But words betwixt us then did pass, as words too harsh I gave, and as the devil would, as then I did both swear and rave. And then I took a little knife and stabbed him in the heart, whose soul from body instantly my bloody hand did part. But cursed hand and fatal knife, and wicked was that hour, when as my God did give me o'er unto his hellish power. The deed no sooner had I done, but out of doors I ran, and to the neighbors I did cry, I killed had my good man, who straightway flocked unto my house to see that bloody sight, which when they did behold with grief, it did them much affright. Then hands upon me there was laid, and I to prison sent, whereas I lay perplexed in woe, and did that deed repent. When sizes came, I was arraigned by jury just and true. I was found guilty of the fact for which I have my due. The jury having cast me then to judgment, then I came, which was a terror to my heart and to my friends a shame. To think upon my husband's death and of my wretched life, betwixt my spirit and my flesh did cause a cruel strife. But then the judge me sentence gave to go from whence I came, from thence unto a stake be bound to burn in fire's flame, until my flesh and bones consumed to ashes in that place, which was a heavy sentence then to one so void of grace. And on the 12th of July now I on a sledge was laid, to Smithfield with a guard of men I straightway was conveyed, where I was tied to a stake with reeds was round beset, and fagots, pitch, and other things which they for me did get. Now, great Jehovah, I thee pray, my bloody sins forgive, for on this earth most wretched I unworthy am to live. Christ Jesus, unto thee I pray, and unto thee I cry, thou with thy blood will wash my sins away, which here must die. Good wives and bad example take at this my cursed fall, and maidens that shall husbands have, I warning am to all. Your husbands are your lords and heads, you ought them to obey. Grant love betwixt each man and wife unto the Lord, I pray. God and the world forgive my sins, which are so vile and foul. Sweet Jesus, now I come to thee, O Lord, receive my soul. Then to the reeds they fire did put, which flamed up to the sky. And then she shrieked most pitifully before that she did die. The Lord preserve our king and queen, and all good subjects bless, and grant the gospel true and free among us may increase. Betwixt each husband and each wife send land and amity, and grant that I may be the last that such a death did die.